Radio.
Because of the special significance of this night, where in a few moments the priests of the Archdiocese will renew their priestly commitment, I'd like to address the priests this evening, so excuse my back. My brothers, this night is always a special joy for me, as I'm sure it is for you, as we come together to celebrate this Chrism Mass. Today we have the opportunity of being really blessed by some very rich reflections on our priestly calling by Father Brian in our reflection day. So we've had that spiritual preparation, which just, I think, enriches our evening celebration. Because this liturgy each year does carry a very special importance for us as we reflect upon and renew our priestly commitment. Just over a week ago, I was in the Philippines to ordain Crisanto Mendoza to the priesthood. And he chose as his first reading, the first reading that we had this evening. And the words, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, the Lord has anointed me," are words I'm sure are very significant to us as priests. This is the reality of being ordained, that we've been anointed by the Holy Spirit as priests. In speaking of the anointing, I recall also the words of the Lord to his apostles at the Last Supper, using another word, but very close to the word anoint. He said, "For their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be consecrated in truth." Tonight, as we renew our priestly commitment, we renew our priestly identity and mission. And we do this in the light of the circumstances of our society, as we heard today. And this year, I'd like to offer just some comments on this subject of being consecrated in truth. Partly because this year marks the anniversary of two particular church documents. It marks the 20th anniversary of St. John Paul II's Fides et Ratio, and also marks the 50th anniversary of Blessed Paul VI's Humanae Vitae. Both these documents have prophetic relevance for us today. And they both stand as beacons in a culture which is falling into shadows. John Paul II's encyclical says that faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of truth. It's a very inspiring image. The human spirit desires to rise to the contemplation of truth. There's two wings on which to do it, faith and reason. One is a supernatural gift, the other a natural gift. In recent days in the liturgy, as we read about the disputes between the Lord and the Jewish authorities, the Lord was clearly disturbed by their inability to recognize the truth as it stood before them. For the Lord, the recognition of truth is vital for each person to be set free, as he says in John's Gospel. In a world which struggles with the idea of faith and at the same time has relativized truth, the Church proclaims still that the human person has an aspiration for knowing what is. It declares that the ultimate truth is transcendental in nature. The truth will reveal the meaning of human life, and that truth is ultimately found through faith in God. As priests, our task, in the midst of a culture enmeshed in the physical, is to proclaim eternal truths. We proclaim in the Creed each Sunday our foundational beliefs. And these are not just dry dogmas, but are truths of a transcendental order. The Creed is, in fact, the fruit of the interaction of faith and reason as the Church grappled to understand the central mysteries of the faith. And such truths are the very bedrock of our faith. in an age that has emotivized truth, so that we rank feeling above judgment and sincerity above facts, we witness people choosing what they perceive as satisfying them personally over objective truth. More and more people live their lives based on their subjective feelings and desires. It becomes all about self as being the ultimate source of truth. Far from leading a person to genuine authenticity, this radical autonomy readily results in the individual being captured by uncritical groupthink. In the face of a crisis of truth, we can take heart from this magisterial document, which affirms that there is universal truth and it can be found. But truth is more than just a concept. In the end, truth is in fact a person, Jesus Christ. For the Lord himself proclaimed in St. John's Gospel, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Truth is therefore not something, but someone. And this reality is captured by an insight of Pope Benedict XVI, which is also a favourite of Pope Francis, where Pope Benedict says that being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but an encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and decisive direction. It is in relationship with Jesus Christ. And living our lives according to his way, the human beings will find true freedom. We priests have in the deposit of faith, in the catechism of the church, an abiding and sound source of truth. And our task is to faithfully present this truth in its full beauty and profundity with the confidence that it will indeed set people free. The anniversary of Humanae Vitae reminds us of the Church's constant teaching concerning the intrinsic relationship between spousal love and the openness to new life. Looking back over the last 50 years, we can see how far society has moved from this essential understanding of the meaning of human sexuality. The nature and purpose of human sexuality has been so radically redefined that a current generation of young people would find this teaching simply unfathomable. But as we know, it is more relevant than ever. For if you intentionally seek to remove the procreative dimension from the unitive dimension of marital love, you fundamentally corrupt God's good plan for human sexuality. We now live in a world where marriage and sexual relations have been separated from the intrinsic relationship to having children, and children are intentionally conceived outside the marital union. In this very important issue, the Church remains radically at odds with the prevailing culture. Yet we see even now among our young people that there is real reason for hope. Increasingly, we're discovering young Catholics coming into contact particularly with a vision of Christian marriage presented by Pope St. John Paul II in his series of Wednesday audiences, now popularly called The Theology of the Body. But these reflections on marriage and human sexuality go beyond a moralistic approach and properly explain their meaning in the context of God's creation of the human person. Chastity is revealed not as a negative refraining from, but as a positive living for Christ. It is being discovered as a positive and beautiful way to prepare for marriage. The truths of the Church are indeed being rediscovered afresh, because it's simply not just about rules, but it's about living the way of Christ, who is a truth, a luminous truth, a veritatis splendor. So as priests, let us not be cowed by the contemporary culture that so that we lose confidence in the truth which is presented by the church. Our mission is to invite people to discover that our faith in Christ offers a path to freedom and beauty. God's plan for human life and human sexuality is good. It is a way to human happiness and fulfillment. So my brothers, at this Chrism Mass this year, I invite you to embrace once more your priestly calling, and in doing so to be strengthened in your resolve to be faithful ministers of the gospel and teachers of the tradition of the faith. In the conclusion to his encyclical Fides et Ratio, the Pope urges us to lead people to discover both their capacity to know the truth and their yearning for the ultimate and definitive meaning of life. And again, this is what we are to do. We are to help people discover the truth. The truth, who is a person, who is Christ. And in discovering that truth, in discovering Christ, they will find meaning to life.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Credio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit credio.org.au/donate.